The nonprofit Project Oz started to see a troubling trend when the pandemic first began. The fear of exposure to COVID-19 was causing housing insecurity for at-risk young people in McLean County. A few months later, the problem has worsened. Project Oz Executive Director Lisa Thompson tells Ryan Denham how COVID-19 is disrupting young lives in new ways.
We have young people who are living in multi-generational homes, and you have a parent that might be caring for a grandparent, and then you have a young person who is your frontline worker. They are working at your restaurant, the fast food restaurants. They're working in the grocery stores. They're stocking our shelves. They're doing really valuable work to keep our food supply chain moving smoothly. But then what they're also doing is when they return back to their homes, their families have fear that they've contracted COVID-19 or potentially contracted COVID-19. And therefore, they're being asked to leave out of protection of other family members. That's something new. That's something we haven't seen. Most of our youth homelessness is a result of family conflict, a result of poverty, and a result of family homelessness where a young person detaches from the house out of survival, where a parent can't check into the shelter, or a young person, you know, kind of goes their own way. But having young people leave their home to protect other people in the home is certainly a newer surge of homelessness that pre-pandemic we hadn't experienced.
You just used that word surge to describe what's going on. How bad is it? What are the numbers?
So we certainly have the emergency shelter. We doubled our capacity very quickly, and we increased our bed capacity in transitional living, which provides supportive services, over 50% of where we were. So we moved from 23 beds to 34 beds. What we're doing, I would say, in our emergency shelter is we are trying to get as many kids rehoused as quickly as possible, because we anticipate as the rent moratoriums lift, we're going to see another surge of homelessness. You know, we know the adult homelessness, but particularly youth. So I think our big focus now is getting young people rehoused where we can, and then working to keep families also intact. So you have a lot of people home, right? And so I don't know if you've experienced this, but sometimes when you spend a lot of time out in work and out in school, and then all of a sudden you're home, and you may have smaller living quarters with a lot of people, there's a lot of opportunity for conflict, and a lot of families that are having to navigate that conflict, and sometimes that has become difficult. And so we've certainly, we're trying to keep families connected and preserved.
Now, have you received any additional funding to help with this increased need? I mean, do you have what you need?
Oh, that's a good question. So we received funding from the Federal Family and Youth Service Bureau. That funding, we have existing grants to work with runaway and homeless youth. So that funding was brought into our existing contracts to help offset the surge of clients. It is incredibly helpful right now, but it is also temporary. So it was kind of a one-time increase that will help us through the fall, and then we'll have to reevaluate the sustainability of our capacity. And then we also received some additional funding from the Illinois Department of Human Services, and John Scott Healthcare was really helpful with funding for protective equipment for our staff. I mean, we never stopped working. Our staff have been working with young people from the very beginning with very limited protective gear. And our community is awesome. When this first came out and we couldn't get anything, we had a lot of people come and bring us cloth face masks and hand sanitizers and things that we couldn't get.
Project Oz also provides employment support to young people. What are you seeing right now from employers and their willingness to hire young people? Has their approach to hiring changed at all from your vantage point over the last 4 or 5 months?
Our young people have in some ways never been more valued as frontline workers, because they're receiving a lot of probably overdue accolades that, you know, they've been all along essential to keeping supplies in our community. And so in some ways, I'm happy for our young people that are being recognized for their hard work. So I would say they feel more respected than before. Certainly, they've kept jobs, and they, you know, there's an impact for everybody for all of this. And there's an increased cost to life for our young people too. But I definitely think that our young people, because of their propensity to be our essential workers, have been able to sustain employment and easily get employment in those sectors. However, the trade-off to that is the exposure to COVID-19. And then, of course, the trade-off to that, if you have a family member that's caring for somebody who has an underlying condition, is housing. So that's a pretty big price to pay.
That's Project Oz Executive Director Lisa Thompson speaking with Ryan Denham.